You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So instead of trusting the Mets with their exclusive forecast expert, we got our exclusive forecast expert. If you listen to the show, you know him already. It's Matt Hammer from News 12. It is Hammer Time. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Boomer, Gio, good morning to both of you. Great to talk to you again. And also, Gio, congrats on the new house, man.
Well, thank you, Matt. I don't think you'll ever see the inside of it, but I appreciate that. Thank you very much. How you been?
I've been all right, you know, crazier for everybody, but we're here now. We're in baseball season. Things are rocking and rolling. Just wish the Mets could play more than half their schedule here.
Now, is there a schism between you and Jeff Banson?
No, absolutely not. We love to do the back and forth on social media a little bit, but Jeff's a great guy. We both went to Stony Brook together, and yeah, he's awesome. So happy for him and his wife Lana right now. They're expecting their first child.
Oh,
so.
Congratulations to the Bansons. All right.
Absolutely. No, Jeff's a great guy.
Okay. How many cups of coffee have you had this morning?
Only two. I've actually cut back over the past couple of months, but I know I'm a fast talker regardless. But, right when I get in, honestly, it's a giant mug, two cups immediately, and then I'm ready to rock.
All right, you're rock and rolling. All right, so what's going to happen today with the weather? Should the Mets play, or should they cancel right now and just get on their plane and go to Colorado?
Yeah, so I think they're still going to end up canceling here. I mean, Boomer, you were looking at the radar earlier this morning, and you guys were both watching the two areas of rain, right? The problem is the radar is filling in between the two right now. So we have some light showers over Citi Field. The future cast, the projection, still has steadier rain breaking out over Queens, over Flushing, as we get into the afternoon. So what I'm really concerned about is we get the moderate to heavy rain picking up towards game time. There is a chance that we see a little bit of a lull from around 1 to 2 in the afternoon, but still downpours are moving back in quickly after that, and it's really not a situation where I think they could even get a full game in or an official game.
Oh, it's one of those windows, right? They're going to talk about a window.
Windows and all this other stuff. So listen, if you were their exclusive weather guru, what would you tell them?
I would advise to get on the plane to Colorado and enjoy the snow and cold weather.
Okay. Now, have you looked out there to what they're going to be dealing with in Colorado? I'm putting you on the spot, but have you done that?
That's fine. I'm prepared. So, you know, they are looking at snow showers through the game tomorrow and temperatures that'll feel like the lower to middle 20s. So it's going to be another brutal weather situation out west. Whether or not they want to play in snow showers, that's up to them, when we get to that point tomorrow. But, I don't think that looks great for tomorrow either. And even Saturday, they could have a few snow showers lingering there in Colorado. So, a lot of people talking on social media, they don't think, the Mets will play till Sunday. You know, there is a chance that could happen.
Oh, man. So let's say they tried to play in the snow and in the freezing cold. You can't throw DeGrom out there in that, can you?
I mean, I would certainly say no, but you guys would know better than me with that. I mean, we're looking at on and off snow showers tomorrow evening, temperatures in the 20s, especially at the early part of the season here, too. You guys, again, know better than I do, but just seeing that cold weather and the snow out west is, something that you never want to, I don't think, put your players in a situation like that to have to deal with.
Are we below average temperature-wise, Matt? I feel like it should be warmer than it is right now.
Normal averages right now are in the middle and upper 50s. So, today and tomorrow, low 50s, and then we kind of get back to seasonal temperatures over the weekend.
All right, one other question for you, Matt, that's specifically for me, and that's this coming Saturday. What do we look what's the future cast look for us around here Saturday?
Saturday, you got mostly cloudy to partly sunny skies, dry weather, temperature around, say, 60 degrees, and a little bit breezy, winds about 15 to 20.
Oh, 60 degrees.
Around 60, so we're about seasonal, for this time of the year. A little bit breezy, Gio, but not too strong.
All right,
deal with a 20-mile-an-hour wind.
So I don't know if you've been paying attention here, Matt, but say happy birthday to Boomer, will you, Matt Hammer?
Boomer, happy birthday.
All right, yeah, it's not until Saturday.
He's turning 60 on Saturday, and he's doing 60 miles on his bike on Saturday.
And with a temperature of 60 degrees, it all makes sense.
That's right. There you go. Just as long as the wind isn't too bad.
Yeah, no, it'll be about 15 to 20, which, if you're biking, obviously, that's not even, you don't love that even. But, it won't be too strong.
All right, so has your career taken off at all since the appearances with us, or no? Still the same thing?
We get, you know, it's funny. You guys talk about me, and right away I'm getting 5-6 messages on social media, which to me, obviously, right away is a lot. People reaching out. My Twitter following is more sports-related than anything else right now. So,
right.
Yeah, no, it certainly, you guys certainly help out.
Where's the last place you sent a tape?
What's that?
Where's the last place you sent a tape, like a demo tape to somebody?
It's been a little bit.
Oh, it has been. So you're not like you're not putting those in the mail or anything every week?
No, I'm pretty comfortable at the moment.
All right.
You know, listen, I'm friends with Jim Cantore. If you want me to send over a tape or something,
him and the Thunder Snow is something, you know, that pops up on social media every year during
the
winter.
Of course, yes, and
that.
He loves it.
Amazing.
Have have you sent anything to the Weather Channel before?
No,
you have not.
I mean, I can take care of that for you.
How do you not?
I'm happy right now. We know the drill. We know the drill. I love my job here at 12. You know, we're doing some great things recently. We got Thunderbolt 12 canvassing the tri-state.
Thunderbolt 12.
Thunderbolt 12, powered by Ford as well. And, you know, we're just looking at some pretty big improvements coming up to our brand.
So, was there a weather guy who was very old, News 12 weather guy, was there for many years and retired recently or no?
So there was Norm DeVoskin, who did evenings for Long Island. He retired several years back. And then there was Bill Corbell, who did weekday evenings.
Bill Corbell.
Yeah.
That's the guy I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Bill Corbell.
He's doing well from what I know. He's a pilot, lives right on Long Island. So, you know, he's doing great. But, yeah, we miss
him. So they're like you and Banson sit around like, when the hell's Corbell getting out of here? He's been here for too long.
Well, you and he and your dad could actually go fly together.
That's right. They could. But you were happy to see Corbell go. It gave you a little more run, right?
No, he was great. So he was my boss at the time, you know, and he certainly, you know, was a great boss to work for. He was loved here on Long Island and here at work as well. And, you know, it was just his time that he wanted to step away for a little bit. And no, we wish him the best, but I never thought that.
You going to be the next Corbell or are you going to get out of there?
I'm good right now. I'm full-time News 12 Westchester, Monday through Friday mornings. And, yeah, things are looking good for me. So.
All right, so we got you on record. The Hammer says cancel the game, get on the plane, go out to Denver, and let's call it a day.
Yeah, very good.
I would say let's do that, yes.
Do you know the News 12 New Jersey weather people?
Yeah, some of them. I have a good buddy, Justin Godnick, down there. James Gregorios and Dave Curran, they're big on social media, too, and some great forecasters as well.
Curran go back to the studio? He's still broadcasting from home. I mean, once I went back, I feel like everyone should have gone back.
Well, Al Duke sets the standard here. I love it. So, you know, I really don't know. I don't know. There are different protocols, you know, around the network, and everyone has their own personal situation. You know, you don't know what everyone else is dealing with. So, you know, certainly.
Are you home still? Are you in the studio?
No, I've been back since, I think, September.
Oh, he's been back. He's not messing around.
Right. You're healthy as an ox. Yes. Man. Hey, you got no comorbidities in that Hammer body of yours. Come on.
You know what? It was the craziest thing this past year. Has been, thank God, my healthiest year. So very, very lucky. And obviously, you know, just so many people dealing with so much right now. Very fortunate to not have had to deal with that. And family was pretty healthy, too.
You got a girlfriend these days, Hammer?
No, single man.
This has been tough during the pandemic to find a girlfriend?
I haven't been trying, so there's that.
You haven't been trying?
Yeah.
No, like, websites or anything like that? Match.com or those things?
Nope, not at all.
Now, didn't you date the sister of our makeup artist?
Oh, man. Yes.
You did?
Many
really?
Yeah.
Many years ago. How long? Was that a long relationship?
It was 3.5 years, yeah.
3.5 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And have you had a girlfriend since then?
Yes.
You have, all right. All right.
Yep.
So you're not like hung up on that still, and that's what's keeping you on the sidelines.
Tell Allie I said hello.
All right. No, indeed. All right, Hammer.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I would think that your celebrity would allow you to get out there a little bit more. No? You don't use that? You don't get, like, viewer emails like, Matt, you're looking great today. I'd really like to, you know.
Once in a while.
I could be your nail.
I keep it professional, you know.
I could see you as a guy, one of the singles on Temptation Island.
Oh,
oh,
that would be
the
great.
Hammer Man inside.
I heard you just talking about
that. Yeah,
yes.
So would you like that, Matt?
No, not at all.
You wouldn't like that?
That would be the worst experience of my life.
Wait,
why?
Really?
That would be awesome.
You get to go to Hawaii and try to break up couples.
Yeah. No, just not my thing, man.
And you could do all like weather related things. It'd be like your relationship sure seems stormy.
I've got a lightning bolt for you.
Right. Oh, high pressure system coming in hot. All right, listen. I think that you should reconsider that. We could get you. I've got a couple of
ins.
Yeah, connections over there at Temptation Island. So if you'd like that. Do you need anything from us, Matt? Because you give us so much.
No, just reach out whenever you need. You know, if there's something big coming up, I'll tag you guys. I know, Gio, you're still off social, right?
But nah, for the most part, yeah. I look at my personal Instagram occasionally, and that pisses me off, and I throw the phone down, yeah.
Yeah, it's rough over there on the social app sometimes. But, yeah, no, I'll reach out to you guys if anything big pops up. You know, if there are any postponements or delays looking likely for the baseball games. And, you know, you guys reach out if you ever need, like you did today as well. So.
Oh, well, that's great, Matt. We appreciate it. Now,
you're
listen,
the man, Matt.
You are on record now saying the Mets should cancel this game and move on and stop wasting everybody's time. So if they don't play, you're the winner here. If they do play and it turns out to be, you know, reasonable, then we're going to have you on again explaining yourself.
That's exactly right. And it's funny. On Tuesday, I put out a graphic that's pinned to the top of my Twitter right now that said, they're not playing today, so I better be right.
Wow. Okay. So, Matt, last thing. This forecast expert that the Mets claim to have in the weather community, do you know who that guy is?
I have no idea, honestly. No idea.
Do you think they actually have one?
Do you think they might have been lying about that?
No, not at all. So I believe they have their own meteorologist, for sure.
They have their own meteorologist, who's someone who's probably a local guy who works for a TV station or something, but they just hire him sort of independent contract work type of thing?
Could be. I really don't know, but I definitely believe that they are, you know, checking with these guys or gals often, you know, about these things. And that's why you saw yesterday they put the tarp right on the field after the game, and, you know, they're expecting the rain today. So we'll see what happens.
I think meteorologist is like one of the hardest words to say. I even think meteorologists have a hard time saying it.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Why don't they just say, like, weatherologist? A lot easier.
I don't know. You know, it's just how the science was named early on. Nothing's changed, but no, I agree with you. Sometimes I stumble over it myself. But
so, Matt, if I'm you, I send an email to the Mets and go, like, exclusive forecast expert guy sucks. I'm a Long Island guy. I'm a News 12 Long Island. I'm a Mets fan. I'm on with Boomer and Gio. Let's go. I could be your new weather expert. Have you done that?
I have not, because you know why? I saw a bunch of other weather accounts do the same thing. I didn't want to follow the crowd. I knew maybe Boomer or Gio would reach out and we can get this all sorted out. So
you've lost your ambition, Matt, I think, is what's going on.
Not at all. Not at all.
You're not sending tapes out. You haven't contacted the Weather Channel.
You're basic.
You didn't reach out to the Mets after this whole fiasco.
You don't want to do Temptation Island.
You don't want to do Temptation Island. You're becoming complacent here, Matt.
No, not at all. Never, never complacent. Just love what I do, love my job, love the people I work with, and
you're scared
happy
of your
right
boss
now.
Is what is going on, I think, because you're always kissing the ass of News 12 every time you're on here. It's like they must give you a talking to or something.
It's kind of like you kissing the ass at WFN.
When have I done that?
I heard you a few times.
I mean, if anything, I got in trouble a lot the last couple of weeks. The whole trying to electrocute Billy Jock alone. I think that's the opposite of kissing the ass. All right, very good, Matt. No, you are the best. You're a good sport. You are the man. I appreciate your time. And hopefully you're right about this and they end up canceling the game and don't mess around with Jacob DeGrom.
I hope so, too. You guys be well. Thanks so much.
All right. There's Matt Hammer. He's all fired up about the weather and everything else. He comes on with that energy, right? Oh, Boomer Gio. Hey,
he's like shot out of a cannon.
You know what I'm afraid for him, though, is that he just settles in and becomes that next Bill Corbell. And he's just there.
What's wrong with that?
I feel like he's probably, because he said it one of the first times and before he ended up getting cautious about it. He said that his dream would be to be on one of those affiliates, like a CBS, NBC, ABC affiliate somewhere, and work his way up and then get to a bigger market. That's what he said.
He wants, like, Sam Champion's job.
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Lonnie Quinn, Janice Huff.
Yeah.
You know, that type of deal. So I just, you know,
I think if you're really into the weather, you got to be at the Weather Channel, don't you?
And then the fact that he hasn't sent the tape over to the Weather Channel or a resume, I mean, that's insane.
I mean, can't we just get Cantori to, like, accept a weather, like, resume or something?
I'm sure he would. He'd take a look at it. I mean, he's got energy. He knows what he's talking about.
He loves weather.
He's got a fun name where you can say Hammer Time.
Right.
Yeah, it's Hammer
Time. He kind of looks like a Ken doll, so that would work.
Yep. He's got that whole thing going on.
That's why I thought Temptation Island would be perfect for him.
Oh, it'd be great.
How about The Bachelor?
Yeah, could do that too, I guess. Or The Bachelorette, he could be one of the contestants.
Yeah.
Throw him on there. I mean, this guy, he might be Long Island's most eligible bachelor. Now that I think about it, Matt Hammer of News 12. This guy's just out there dangling single. Come on, reach out to him on the social media, people.
Well, why don't we do like a meet and greet or something?
I see, are we allowed to right now?
Now what does Allie think of her? Him.
I believe she, so Allie, our makeup artist, Matt Hammer, dated her sister, I believe.
Yes.
Did it end okay?
I mean, I've never, oh, never well, ends okay.
We can embarrass Allie tomorrow and ask her.
Yeah, okay. I mean, they dated for 3.5 years. So that's a long time.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. I'm sure just,
maybe
you know,
they saw him as maybe the one.
Maybe, yeah.
And right. It was just a waste of 3.5 years.
Yeah, maybe then he just backed out.
He was married to his career, that Matt Hammer. That's what happened. You know, and he still is. That's all he cares about.
He's so proud of the upgrades going on over there right now.
Oh, yeah. He had to put that in because, you know, his
Thunderbolt.
Boss. Yeah, Thunderbolt 12. So make sure when you go on Boomer GM,
mention
Thunderbolt 12.
That was on his bullet points he was working down. Okay, you got that. Got the Ford mention in.
Yeah,
okay.
Right. Oh, we got new Thunderbolt 12 telling us. We love Matt Hammer. He's a good sport.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
All right, guys. Well, Mets baseball 12-10 today. As of now, that game is still on. I don't think it's raining right now, so we'll see. I know you had the Hammer Time on, Matt Hammer. Telling you about the window that they might be able to play in, but I'm with you too.
No, he's saying shut it down. Matt
I know
Hammer
what he
said. Shut it down.
Yes, but he also said there is a window that they could. Maybe G said that there's a window that they could try and squeeze some baseball in. We'll see.
Squeeze baseball in?
Yeah, that's right. Squeeze
well,
some baseball.
He did say, but he said it's not enough time in his mind to get an official game in. So don't do it. Is what he said.
We will see. As of now, that game is still on. I have not seen otherwise. It is a DeGrom day. It's Jacob DeGrom and Zach Eflin. And then, yes, the other problem to that is if they don't play, does DeGrom pitch tomorrow when it's 26 degrees in Denver?
Man, I'd hate that to try to hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball coming from him.
That's very true. Not good. You're right. Coverage on WCBS 880 again at 12:10. Last night, the Mets did beat the Phillies 5-1. Dominic Smith, James McCann, and Brandon Nimmo really providing the offense. And David Peterson, 6 innings, 2-hit ball for the win. He struck out 10. Here was Luis Rojas. Peterson really getting it done.
He was able to throw inside against the righties that they had in the lineup. He mixed well with the slider. He was throwing it for strike. He was throwing it for chase.
Strikes and chases. That's exactly right. Yeah, make guys chase bad balls like that pitch right there that Bryce Harper went after on the outside part of the plate and ducked down. Here's Peterson. Why so good?
I don't know. I mean, I felt good. I thought James and I were on the same page pitch-wise, and he did a hell of a job back there.
And got him the win. And this was after Peterson got lit up by the Phillies at Citizens Bank Ballpark last time he faced them. So much better. Zach Wheeler, the loss, 3 runs over 6 1/3. Mets and Phillies wrap things up. Mets go for the sweep today. Yankees are off, and they could use it. They lost to the Blue Jays 5-4 on Wednesday. It was Bo Bichette with the game-winning home run in the ninth off of Chad Green. Bichette earlier in the game hitting a home run as well. The one good thing you would say, Aaron Judge did go 3-for-4 with a couple of home runs, but the team went 2-4 on the road trip. Here was Judge, who knows, not good.
I think after any loss, it's frustrating. You know, I don't think anybody in here is happy, you know, especially even
after the if it's, you know, game 12 or game, you know, 150.
Doesn't matter. You got to win games, and they're not winning games. The team's not really hitting like we expect. Here is Aaron Boone. He says they'll be fine.
I feel like we're doing a pretty good job overall, even in the past games of not chasing a lot, but not doing damage with our pitches.
Yep, they're not. They're not scoring enough runs. And so they will take on Tampa tomorrow. You're going to get some answers today. Aaron Boone joining Carton and Roberts on the Fan at 5 p.m. Meantime, something that is so rare, it's only happened 20 times out of almost 20,000 games in the history of the White Sox.
Another 3-2. Ground ball to third. Moncada up with it. Throw to first. It's a no-hitter. Carlos Rodon has no hit the Cleveland Indians. The 20th no-hitter in Sox history.
And that is White Sox radio. They beat the Indians 8-0. Big play at first base that preserved the no-hitter. It was almost a perfect game, but you had Carlos Rodon hit a batter in the ninth inning on the foot. Still, a no-hitter is a no-hitter. Here's manager Tony La Russa. He says it's going to cost me a little bit.
For the game, I told him, you know, if we pitch a shutout, he could have my office. And I thought in the excitement, he forgot when he walked by. He said, just clear out. I'm in there.
There you go. So he's got a new office.
Man, I can't believe he just almost had a perfect game going into the ninth inning. I didn't realize that.
Hit a batter. I think it was Roberto Perez, I believe.
Al probably doesn't think that's all that big of a deal either.
If he wouldn't have hit that batter, it would have been cool.
Okay. Red Sox took two from the Twins, 3-2 and 7-1. Now, it's only 12 games, but remember we thought the Red Sox were terrible when they got swept by the Orioles? Well, since then, they've won 9 in a row. To the NBA and your Knickerbockers with a solid win in New Orleans.
Randle defended by Zion Williamson. Puts it on the floor. Now shoots and connects.
That is Kenny Albert on MSG. Julius Randle with 32 points. Alec Burks, 21 off the bench. And the Knicks play a great fourth quarter, both offensively and defensively. Beat the Pelicans 115-106. Coach Tom Thibodeau asked after the game by the great Bruce Beck about momentum shifts in games.
What do you think of your team's ability to change the flow of the game in a positive way?
Oh.
Yeah, and that's sort of the nature of our league. League right now.
That's exactly always positive. Bruce Beck. He should
throws. He's got a bucket of confetti that he throws up in the air when he asks the question on the Zoom call. It just rains down on him while he's asking it.
Here is Julius Randle. Burks had 11 straight points in the fourth quarter. And he says, "Yeah, he was my target.
Me as leader of the team, I just want to just keep feeding him confidence. You know, just giving him whatever he needs just to get going, man, because when he plays like that, you know, it makes our team so much more dynamic, and, you know, he's a tough guard."
Yeah, he sure was last night, no doubt. Knicks now 29-27, winners of 4 straight and 5 of their last 7. As for the Nets, they were in Philadelphia. Kyrie Irving did make the trip. No Kevin Durant. He wanted to play, but he was held out for, I guess it's load or injury management. So stupid. LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin didn't play either, and the Sixers beat the Nets 123-117. Nets made a big comeback late with their reserves. Couldn't get all the way back. Irving, though, impressed by what he saw.
And they just played their hearts out. That's all you can ask, coming out here to play the game that we all love.
Love is what he was trying to say there. 37 points in 33 minutes for Irving. He says this game not representative of what a playoff series could be with them.
I don't know if we played a fully healthy game against one another, so I think that's yet to be seen. But in the interim, in the regular season, both teams have been pretty consistent.
Yeah, and they're both winning a lot of games. But here's one thing that's very clear to Joel Embiid. While the Nets don't seem to care about the one seed, the Sixers do.
For me, the one seed is very important for that reason. You know, every game we play at home, it just feels like we're unbeatable.
And so they're on a mission, and we will see if they complete that mission. Also of note, the Mavericks beat the Grizzlies 114-113. Luka Doncic had 29, had the game-winning shot, an off-balance, falling-down type of shot. Here's Rick Carlisle, who says it's actually not unusual for him, and he would know firsthand.
I can't tell you how many $1,000s I've lost to him on half-court shots. You know, one time in Mexico City, our second year, you know, I paid him off in pesos. Because I was so pissed about it.
you know, it's amazing. When you watch a shot,
yeah,
he's falling forward towards the three-point line.
Yes.
He takes off and he's almost inside the circle around the foul line when he lets it go.
He's like that former, I don't mean he's still in the league, that pitcher that used to be on the Marlins that jump pitched.
Yes.
And he ended up releasing the ball like 3 feet ahead of where you should.
Yeah, I mean, so that's a good point, but it really counts where your feet are.
Yes,
right?
It does.
Leaning that far forward, it's like the ball is actually not traveling as far as a normal three-point shot. Interesting.
That is true. Do a little slow-mo action here. Jump, sky, air. Yeah, he's a good couple of feet ahead of that line when the ball is released.
Yes.
It's still a hell of a shot, though. Also of note, Steph Curry had 42. Warriors beat the Thunder 147-109. The Cleveland Browns signed Jadeveon Clowney to a one-year deal. Al, you were asking me in the warm-up show what he's got left. Well, he answered that yesterday.
I don't think everybody got to see the person they drafted yet. I think I'm working back towards that, but I'm well on my way now. They say the sky's the limit, but it's probably higher than that. And they got footprints on the moon, don't they? Well, that's what we're trying to reach.
Okay.
Footprints on the moon.
Footprints on the moon, and they're higher than the sky. NHL tonight, Rangers take on the Devils, and the Islanders are in Boston against the Bruins. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila brought to you by those who drink it. And very early this morning, if you were not awake, Greg has spoken about his new house. He had a mess this morning, flat tire, blah, 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 blah. But it's been certainly a good few days for him because he's been reunited with a former JV football coach, one he hadn't seen in a long time.
I've seen him twice in 25 years, and he wants me over his house to catch balls out of the jugs machine. I'm like, what are you going to make me do next? Seat rolls?
Did he make you do seat
rolls? Oh, he was there. See, that was his thing. Like, the memory I have about him more than anything, and anybody who's played probably had a coach just like this, is he had the big, you know, tobacco
dip.
Yeah, in the bottom lip.
Yeah.
And we used to make us do these seat rolls where you'd be down on your, in a 4-point stance, you have your feet going, and you'd have to roll on your ass whatever way
he pointed.
He pointed.
Right.
So he's got this little lift and he goes, quick was the word that okay. He would do, and he'd move his hand. Quick, and you're just like, you're rolling on your ass and the dust is up in the air. And they go, all right, up and run. And the next group would go, quick.
There you go. Moment of the day. Have a great Thursday. Hopefully it stays dry.
Yeah, and if it does stay dry, I'm going to be catching footballs in that guy's backyard today. I've already arranged it.
That was so great. So great.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
2 weeks from tonight.
Yes, it's starting to heat up, man. All sorts of rumors all over the place. Who's grabbing who? And
who's grabbing who? It sounds like Albany.
And who's trading? And who's trading? And what's going on? And you know, where's Trey Lance going to end up? Is it Mac Jones going to San Francisco? Is it Justin Fields going to San Francisco? I mean, it's, you know, we've already had unprecedented movement at the quarterback position in the NFL, and it's only going to get wilder as we approach the draft.
This is how I know we're getting close to the draft, is in the breaks, you're breaking down the film. That's what happens. And I look over to every break, you watch, look at this kid.
So there's a kid that is a wide receiver at Mississippi Ole Miss, Elijah Moore.
Yeah, I like him a lot. Oh. You love this Elijah Moore.
Well, I didn't realize how fast he was. And then you go back and you watch the tape and stuff like that. And then you just see a guy that, I don't know, he's not as fast. It doesn't seem as Tyreek Hill, but he looks like that. But, you know, he's probably going to be a second round pick. There's plenty of wide receivers in this draft. There's plenty of offensive linemen in this draft. Obviously, there are quarterbacks that are going to go most likely 1, 2, and 3. That Kyle Pitts, the tight end out of Florida, is a huge, like, nobody knows where he's going. Is he going to Atlanta at number 4? Is he going to the Bengals at number 5? I think most people think the Bengals at number 5 are going to take Penny Sewell, the tackle, out of Oregon.
Yeah. Now,
and that leaves, you know, the Dolphins at number 6, most likely drafting Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay.
The wide receiver out of LSU.
So you got everything figured out all the way to the
Lions are going to draft another wide receiver too, I bet you.
Well, I mean, one of them was a Hall of Famer, and there were others that were total busts, like the Mike Williams, Charles Rogers.
Yeah, so they
Rogers.
Just lost Kenny Golladay, right?
Yeah, and they lost Kenny Golladay.
I've seen some mock drafts where they have the Giants taking that Jalen Waddle, the other wide receiver out of Alabama.
Yeah. So, I mean,
I still think the Giants are going to go defense, though.
Are we going to know who the 49ers are picking before that night? I bet you we do.
Well, there was a second day. There's a second pro day for Justin Fields. You know, I think that
they
have to know who they want in order to go up to number 3.
Yeah.
They have to know who that guy is, well, if it's a quarterback.
It could have been a similar situation with the Jets. When they traded up to 3 with Sam, it was like sort of like, hey, there's a bunch of guys we like, and we're going to get one of them.
Any one of them we could take.
Yeah.
And that's probably what they feel like.
Yeah, that's really what I think is going to be intriguing or not. If we know who the 49ers are picking going into the draft, that's going to take a lot of juice out of it. I really do believe that. Because you know who the first two picks are already. So then I want to know, are they going to go Justin Fields? Are they going to go Mac Jones? Are they going to go Trey Lance? That would be the exciting thing.
Remember, the NFL is going to Cleveland this year for their draft, so we're not going to be down in Roger Goodell's man cave in Westchester.
Right, Cleveland. Woohoo. Too bad we're missing this one.
Well, you know, Cleveland's coming alive. Their football team just signed a bunch of defensive linemen. They're going to be pretty good, man.
Yeah, but I mean, whatever about the Browns. I'm just talking about, you know, last year – we missed out on that crazy Vegas situation with the players in the gondolas in the Bellagio fountain and everything that just looked incredible. So we missed out on that. Like, man, that stinks. And it ended up being in Goodell's basement. This year, it's like, oh, we can't go to Cleveland. I guess that's okay. When are they going? They're going back to Vegas next year, I think. Isn't that what's going on?
Yeah.
With the draft?
Viva Las Vegas.
Viva Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. You know, you got the players out there, and then all of a sudden, you know, these guys, these young guys, think they're going to get paid, and then the next thing you know, they're there.
Viva Las Vegas.
Losing.
Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva. Viva.
Las Vegas.
Oh-ho!
No more FN.
Anybody heard from him lately? Guess not.
Alan, I was telling Al this morning, this is how long the pandemic has gone on.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Oh, wash your hands.
They're all gone.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
Wash your hands. Wash your hands. Wash your freaking hands, you animal. That is true, yeah. All of them. Two retired and one gone to another company.
Where?
Radio Nowhere.
Okay.
It's another podcast company that Al Dukes loves so much that he'll, if it takes his whole life, he has to lose his life, he will find out how many people are.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribing to that podcast because that is the hill in which he is going to die upon.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.